NPR's business news starts with a budget deal in California. This deal comes just days before the start of a new fiscal year. It cuts social programs, and it would knock 3 weeks off of California's school year unless voters approve a proposal for new taxes. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
The Democrats running this year's California budget process say they have one overarching goal: to bring years of festering shortfalls to an end. Senate leader Daryl Steinberg says this deal will do just that.
We are on the back end of this thing. We are on the back end of this deficit. And if we pass those taxes in November, we will really be starting, I believe, a new chapter here in California.
A chapter that would include higher income taxes on the wealthiest Californians and higher sales taxes for everyone. Even then, budget reductions will include cuts to child care subsidies, in-home medical care, college financial aid, and state worker compensation. A program that provides health care subsidies to nearly 900,000 low-income children will vanish, with the kids being moved to California's version of Medicaid. And then,
holy and loving God, we pray for this great state of California.
A new two-year limit for welfare cash grants, which drew prayers from protesters outside Governor Jerry Brown's office. But the welfare cuts could have been worse. Brown had also proposed reducing grants for long-term unemployed parents. Mike Harold is with the Western Center on Law and Poverty.
I guess you would call it a split-the-baby approach, maybe, or a halfway approach. But I think for families who are going to have to meet these new work requirements, they're going to end up getting the short end of the stick.
It's a step backward from the very successful Clinton Welfare to Work programs of the 1990s.
Republican Senator Bill Emerson says he's disappointed the welfare cuts weren't deeper. As for the overall spending plan,
we're continuing the tradition of budgeting by gimmicks and taxes.
Meanwhile, there's been hardly a peep from the normally talkative Governor Brown. That will almost certainly change in the coming months as he works to build support for his November tax measure. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.